Season 11. Episode 11.
11.
Yeah. So, welcome back to the Jimson and Roscoe Show, episode 11. Today, we are joined by Bella.
Whoop, whoop.
From?
Indie Brands.
Which is what?
We are a...
yeah, claps, Bella.
Oh, thanks. You know, turning out on the hottest day of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Come and wrapping some drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I work for Indie Brands. We're a spirits distribution company.
Cool.
So my job is literally to big up drinks and some really cool, like, independent, unusual brands and sell them to everyone.
Me?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, and to you. Yeah, I do sell them to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Sweet.
Yeah.
How would someone go about getting, like, I don't know, say I was like, right, fuck it, I had a brainwave one day, I was like, I'm going to start making vodka. Like, how would someone, like, then go about that? Would you be, like, their first port of call before it goes on to bigger and brighter things?
Do you know what? No. So we get those kind of people come to us and go, can you represent our product? And we'll be like, yeah. And then we've got a team of people and we go out across the country and we sell it to, you know, big nationals like Slug and Lettuce with Stonegate, Young's Pub Company, Fuller's, Marston's, doing stuff with Wagamama, Chiquito's, Restaurant Group, Frankie and Benny's, like, all that stuff. It's incredible. I always think it's people that just go out and drink in pubs and bars and restaurants, they have no idea what goes on behind the scenes.
Mm.
Like, to get, you know, brands like ours onto that bar, onto that menu,
yeah,
is years of work sometimes.
Because I see it on Dragon's Den,
yeah,
and it's like you've got people going in there like, I don't know, they're trying to sell crisps, or they've invented something, anything which has got to go for a supermarket, and they're like,
yeah,
they're trying to get these links to, like, the big supermarkets, and, like, they're like, no, like, this is, like, the hardest thing of getting it in there, and then keeping it in there, I suppose.
That's it. And it costs a lot of money, which people also don't realise.
Yeah, because I remember as well reading once, they were like, the reason products like Nike or like Adidas or something cost so much money is not because it costs a lot to make, because we all know it doesn't cost a lot for someone in China to, like, sew something up. It's like slave labor, pretty much. They said no, the amount of money they spend on marketing is absolutely astronomical.
It's all about the marketing.
Yeah. And that's
you can have, you know, the worst product, the worst tasting, I don't know, like chocolate or crisps or ice cream or whatever, but if you've got the right marketing,
absolutely,
you're away. And it's all about the marketing. Really? Especially in the world today. Instagram, Facebook, social media. Like, you know, people are much more conscious about what they're buying these days. And if they see it, and if they see it more than once, much more likely to buy it.
I heard 7 times is the golden rule, right?
Is it?
I think so, yeah. I think that's like, you get something in front of someone. Like for music, for example, from like they say, you need to start attaching the music to as many things as you can. So whether it's like an influencer listening to it in a car, you just performing it on a guitar with the in front of the camera, and they're like getting it in different shots, different videos. And I think it was Justin Bieber, I think the last single Justin Bieber released, he done 8 music videos.
Mm. Yeah.
For the same song.
It's crazy.
Just to like constantly boom, 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 get it in front of them.
Yeah.
But
it's really cool. And working in the world of spirits is like, so my background is bars and bartending. I spent, you know, almost 15 years running cocktail bars. I set up, you know, a Facebook group here in Bath with Bath bartenders about 10 years ago. And, you know, the community, even in that those 10 years, has really grown.
Yeah.
And I still love bartending. I still do, you know, bits here and there. But my sole role now is talking about the things I love and you know, putting that across to people.
I went to the Rum Bar, right?
Fidel.
Yeah. And I was chatting to the bloke behind the bar. I was getting different ones. Zacapa, my favourite. That was fucking beautiful. But anyway, we were talking to the bloke behind the bar.
What are you doing it?
We don't have Zacapa. Mm. But I've met the master distiller, Lorena. Yeah, she's epic. Like, cool lady.
The guy who ran at EC said, he goes, you will be not believe the amount of people that come in here and we'll like order a really expensive rum and want it with Coke.
Yeah.
So you've come to a rum bar to try all these different rums and you're like, he goes, if you want it, then he even says, he goes, if you want a rum and Coke, mate, just I'll give you like this bog standard rum. Like, don't waste your money on this to mix it with Coke.
But then it's also like, you can't.
But then who are you to judge, man?
You can't, you know, and it's like,
if man wants Johnny Walker Blue and Coke, give it to him.
Yeah. And it's, you know, you can't dictate to people.
Yeah.
No.
What they want, because everybody has different tastes.
I suppose it's coming from that, it's coming from him, who's like a proper like rum enthusiast, though,
I suppose.
But it
comes from the love of it. And knowing the background of the spirits and, you know, bartenders like that, they spend years, you know, doing competitions and traveling and going to distilleries and learning all they can about it. And it's like, and I get it. There's a little bit of your heart breaks when somebody's like, can I get this, you know, whatever it is, like a rum or even like, you know, really nice whiskey. And they're like, just
mix it with that.
Put it with Diet Coke. That's even worse than full fat.
Yeah. Well, I suppose like music, you like look like a purist, like a purist hip hop head. And it's like, that's not hip hop. Yeah. And it's like, no, only this like 90s boom bap is hip hop and nothing else is. It's sacrilege to even call that hip hop. I suppose it's the same thing, innit? It's like,
you're
fucking with someone's baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I've met so many distillers and, you know, amazing people that represent brands all over the world. I've been lucky enough to win competitions and go, you know, to beautiful distilleries in like Guyana and Trinidad and Barbados. And
nice.
Like, I have so much love for it, but I also understand that, you know, you can't dictate to people and people are going to like what they want to like. And it's actually now I'm seeing it so much more from the other side. Like, my job now is tailoring our brands to what the people are wanting, what people are drinking, and just making it cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what have you brought today?
Right. Yeah, I don't know where to start. So you guys didn't know, but it was World Gin Day yesterday.
Come on, Jim.
It's a big old day for me.
Yeah, amazing.
I managed to quaff at least, I managed to have eight double gins yesterday.
Oh,
yeah. I found out one of my best friends got an MBE yesterday.
Nice. For gin?
Not for gin. Oh. No, he actually made, he set up a company and made 80,000 face shields in the first lockdown.
Right.
All non-profit, so it was amazing.
Do you know, I remember watching, on that first lockdown, I remember reading some guy, he like went and bought like a fuck ton of hand sanitizer to like make a shitload of money on it. And then someone else just like come along and just undercut him and was like, I'm giving this free to everyone. And this bloke was like, yeah, you wanker.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right.
Serve you right for trying to like, do you know what I mean?
Make money and from then, a pandemic.
Yeah, and then this bloke was just like,
hideous,
you horrible. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then someone else was like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Have it for free. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what are we drinking?
Right. I'm going to start with my absolute baby. So when I first started with Indie Brands, basically I left bars about 4 years ago and got into being a brand ambassador. So bars were stressing me out. You know, I was working 90-hour weeks. My hair fell out. I developed alopecia. And I was like, right, got to actually get my shit together. Like, this is not how I want to live my life anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did loads of interviews and found a job at Cellar Trends. And I was repping a range of purees and syrups. It was so much fun. I literally was in Scotland most weeks, like down south, like everywhere. Mm-hmm. And just talking about how mixing drinks was really cool.
Mm.
I then found my way to Indie Brands with this, amazing gin. So you've seen this before. This is Puerto de Indias, and it's the most incredible all-natural strawberry gin from Seville in Spain. So it's made with southern Spanish strawberries from the Huelva region. And like I said, it's all natural, so there's nothing funky in there. A little bit of sugar, but sugar's great. Tastes good. This is actually, I think it's the second best-selling flavoured gin in the world now.
It's not pink, it's Puerto.
It's not pink, it's Puerto.
Mm.
You see, marketing works, right?
Man.
That was our first marketing slogan. Yeah, I love it. It's super rich, super fruity, still a little bit junipery. The Spanish go mad for this. You know, the Spanish are the people that invented drinking gin out of a massive copper glass or a gin balloon, as it
really?
Were. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's all about having like a triple serve with a little bit of tonic and just getting smashed in the sunshine.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
I remember once, it was like years ago, there was a recipe that I was cooking and it called for juniper berries. I was like, I ain't fucking got any juniper berries.
Yeah, what's
like
juniper?
Google is like, what can I substitute juniper berries for? I was like, gin. I was fuck it. Easy. Doom.
Pass me a glass. So we're just going to go for a little one because, I mean, it's 26 degrees out here today.
Do you know what? I love doing things. I remember going to the gin bar, which is just up the road from Rum Bar, isn't it?
And,
remember when we were there and I was like, they were like, what do you want? I was like, do you know what? We're going to sit here for a while and we're going to let you recommend each drink to
us. Which you should always
and
do,
and that's the way
man.
To do it.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
you know, the gin bar and Bath, they've got, 400 gins?
Just, maybe? Yeah.
Absolutely epic. And they're so different.
Yeah.
And they all come from the most amazing, like, you know, independent little cool places, like, you know, from all over the world, not just England.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to your bartenders.
Yeah.
It's
always,
the best
always.
Way to, you know, get what you want. I'm going to give you some little strawberries. So the signature serve, obviously it's a strawberry gin. So we've got to go in with a couple of strawberry slices.
Oh, we're going to pick some straight from here, don't
we? Oh, look. We've got loads of little straws. Even look, do you know those little wild strawberries? Mm. They're the best, like the tiny ones. Mm. I might get you to do the honours with the ice, Ross.
Yeah, man.
Which is going to melt. Even the ice scoop is like on fire.
Yeah.
We're going to
turn to water.
Yeah, it's fine. Just a splash. That'll do. And then just a little lime wedge as well. So the Spanish actually love drinking this with 7-Up.
Right, yeah,
okay. So it's got that real like lemony, limey, super citrusy note to it already.
Up, like abroad is so much better than there as well.
It's like turbo citrus. Yeah.
So is gin a big drink in Spain then?
Gin is massive, all over the world at the moment.
Right.
Back in the day, the Dutch brought over to the UK the stuff called Genever,
mm-hmm.
which is like it's like a real malty, like barley. Spirit that has a little bit of juniper flavoured in it. We're actually going to drink this with rose lemonade.
Nice.
This one on the far left.
Yeah, that one.
Or that one?
That one. Both, yeah.
Let's go out that way, make it look better on camera.
So the Dutch brought over this Genever. The English kind of cretins in London, all the backstreet cool dudes, really tried to recreate what the rich people were drinking, which was this amazing new imported spirit.
Is that like where London dry gin and that comes from then?
Yeah. So I'll go into that in a bit. It's a bit more technical. But basically, all the cretins in London were trying to recreate this stuff and they couldn't. And they were putting stuff in bathtubs, using really bad stills. Mm. People were drinking the stuff because it was cheaper than beer at the time because so many people were making it.
It was better for you than water.
It was better for you than drinking the Thames water. Better than getting cholera and like E. coli from straight out the Thames. But people were getting smashed.
That's where
absolutely smashed.
Mother's Ruin comes from, isn't
Mother's
it?
Ruin. Yeah. So there's this dude called Hogarth.
What's Mother's Ruin?
So Mother's Ruin comes from, I can't remember the year. It was sometime in the 1600s, 1700s. Mm. This guy was, what was it called? He was like asked by the government to create this drawing. It's like a propaganda drawing for the newspaper at the time called Gin Lane.
Mm.
And Gin Lane was literally next to another image called Beer Street in the newspaper. And Beer Street was this beautiful kind of scene, loads of fat, happy guys like drinking beer in the streets. Like, you know, someone was like shagging in the corner. It was just a really happy scene. Okay. Mm. And then Gin Lane right next to it was this, you know, there's a woman throwing her kid in the sewer. There's a soldier in the foreground who's got like syphilis and like typhoid and he's like rotting. Like it's just awful. And there's in the front of the picture, there's like this underground gin bar in the front of the picture, like a door to it. And I can't remember what it says. It's got this really cool phrase over the top of the door, but it's about Mother's Ruin. And it's Mother's Ruin. The woman's like throwing her, you know.
Is that where the depression story comes from then?
Being
the most depressive
drink.
Exactly.
Alcohol is a depressant. Yeah. That's a fact.
Right? All of it.
All
even
of it.
Tequila.
All of it. Even tequila, Jimson.
Don't believe it.
And it's, if you drink anything, it's not going to make you feel great in massive quantities.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, moderation is key, kids.
Even moderation.
Yeah. Cheers. So this is Puerto strawberry with a little slice of strawberry, some rose lemonade. So Fentimans as well. I want to talk about Fentimans.
Yeah.
I've got some cool buddies that make these amazing mixes and they kindly sent me them for free the other day.
Yeah, nice.
That's delicious.
The rose lemonade is so good. So these are like botanically brewed mixes and tonics and sodas and everything else. Just super fresh.
Oh my God.
Delish, right?
In the sun, this is fucking, I can see why the Spanish love it so much.
Yeah, this is the one.
Yeah.
So we're drinking at the moment for the Spotify listeners.
Yeah.
Mmm.
And it is nice.
So you still get, it's so sweet. That's why I love it. I'm not going to lie.
But it's not overly sweet.
Yeah, but
that's
I also don't
like
think there's anything
it.
Wrong with sweet drinks. I love a sweet drink.
But that's not sweet to me. I think that's
cool. Fresh.
But then there's sweet and then there's like sugary sweet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like if you were to like drink like a Coca-Cola and it's like, it's more than sugary.
Yeah.
That's like the whole caramel, like thick. It's like eating like a chocolate cake, right?
Yeah.
It gets
so
sickly.
True. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
So the distillery where Puerto is made is called Los Alcores de Carmona. And it's just outside of Seville, about, I think it's about 5 or 10K out. This tiny little place called Carmona. And it's like walking into the most beautiful, typical Spanish, like, hacienda.
You
in
there,
so, it? Oh, it's so good. It was 38 degrees the day I went to that distillery. I thought I was going to die.
Wow.
Like, I was literally like, I think this might be the day.
Is it?
And I was with all my work colleagues.
Is it a better heat than this, though, I suppose?
No, so Seville is known as the oven of Spain, or the oven of Europe, even. Yeah, it's like dry, like, God, I'm actually going to bark.
Because Seville's the one known for the oranges, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm. I will get onto some orangey stuff in a sec with our other Puerto serve.
Can't wait to try that.
But yeah, the distillery is actually over 140 years old.
Wow.
And they actually made the gin by accident. They were trying to make a strawberry liqueur.
Mm.
And they've been actually making liqueurs there, like Pacharan, and like really almost like anisey liqueurs. Like, so not Sambuca, obviously, but like Pacharan, this real like herbal, sweet, real sweet liqueur. And they were like, we need to try and make something with strawberries. Because they had loads of amazing local Spanish strawberries. And they left them out in the sun one day and they all started to ferment.
Mm.
And they're like, shit, we've got to do something really quick with these. So they were making gin as well at the time. And they're like, right, chuck it in the gin. Let's do it. And this is literally how Puerto was made.
Yeah, nice. But didn't Hendrix do that with the cucumber thing as well? He was just eating cheesy cucumber sandwiches.
I'm telling you right now, the cucumber with Hendrix is like the biggest marketing win of the century. Mm. Of maybe 2 centuries.
Mm.
It's amazing. You know, as kind of marketers for these brands, we're always trying to find like cool, new and exciting garnishes and pairings and stuff. Mm. But yeah, you know, Hendrix were the first people to put cucumber with their cucumber gin.
I went to Glastonbury one year.
Yeah.
And I just made like a litre bottle of Hendrix, right? And just chopped up a cucumber, just chucked it in there. And it was just like, mm-hmm. I was just bopping my way around Glastonbury with this Hendrix and cucumber. Like,
unreal.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
Right?
So the other Puerto that we have here, you can't actually really get this in the UK. We've got a couple of exclusive kind of pub partners that we do stuff with. But the orangey, peachy coloured bottle, funnily enough, is peach. Yeah. It's Sevillian orange, elderflower and peach.
Yeah, nice.
Now, to me, this tastes like, it's like Lipton iced tea, but boozy.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Mm. It's unreal. And it also just reminds me of holiday, because it's got that kind of almost like a coconutty side to it as
nice
well.
With rosemary, yeah, yeah. Isn't it?
Really great with rosemary. Mm. Really great with those. What's a dragonfly? Do you see that? Sorry. nice with kind of gingery stuff.
Mm.
Just lemonade as well, or even soda, because it's got that kind of natural sweetness as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want a little splash? Just have a try neat. It's quite nice neat.
Let me get this lime out.
Give him a go. What do you think?
Oh, that's nice, man.
Yeah? It's not like, it's, you know, it's 37.5%, so it's got good booze to it.
It's still got the kick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's nice, man.
Mm. And it's refreshing. It's literally designed to be drunk on
days like this. Again, it's just not too sweet.
Yeah.
That would be something I think my mum would like.
Mm.
Who is a big gin drinker. So my history on gin, right? I was 10 years old.
It's quite early and to start drinking gin.
And my stepsister.
And it was mother's ruin.
Yeah. Yeah.
My stepsister. So I drank like a half litre bottle of gin. 10 years old. Right. They had to take me off on some walk. I was fucking all over the shop.
Some like, walk? Walk to A&E?
Like, I was thrown out. Do you know what I mean? Like,
for fuck's sake.
From then, I'd never drank drink. It was like, I drank gin. It put me off it. And it wasn't until like when I went to the gym bar and I was like, went in there and like, was like, yeah, this is fucking beautiful. But like, it'd been so long. But I remember I did it once on Fanta Fruit Twist and vodka as a teenager as well. But it never put me off the vodka. It put me off
put
the Fanta Fruit Twist.
Yeah,
I was like, I can't touch Fanta
it's
Fruit Twist.
Vodka doesn't really have a taste.
Nah.
Whereas gin's like, because it's heavier juniper on the palate.
Mm.
Yeah, and lots of flavours. It's, you know. I mean, that's the thing now, is that flavoured gin is huge.
Yeah,
it is. Like, I think Gordon's Pink actually outsold normal Gordon's for the first time ever in 2018.
No one buys Gordon's.
I noticed.
Are you mad?
Really?
It's one of the biggest gins in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
I noticed that, like, the...
It's not dirty, though. It's not. I quite like it.
The Bath
like
Christmas
it.
Market.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of stalls that I like doing independent gins there.
Mm-hmm.
It's generally like where I get my mum a Christmas present from.
Yeah.
It's like a bottle of gin from... There was one like this year with like seaweed. Gin made from seaweed, like, do you know what I mean? I don't know, like,
yeah, delicious.
I a gimmick it was or not, but it's like,
oh, I bet it's quite nice
because I do like seaweed. I'm a big fan of like seaweed, like, especially with the Chinese, like, sugary, salty.
It's the best
seaweed
thing in the world.
It's like, yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice.
Mm.
Yeah, turn chickpeas into tuna with that.
What?
So vegan.
Turn chickpeas into tuna with
seaweed.
Nori in that.
Mm.
Bang.
Wow.
Mm.
Really good for you
that.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good for you.
Next.
Thank you. Next.
That's really nice, by the way.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you like it.
It reminds me, Des, even the taste reminds me a little bit of the Chase, sort of the marmalade one.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's natural fruits and Chase, yeah, they use all natural stuff, so it's amazing. Yeah, it's really, I'm glad you like.
It smells really good.
Because it's summertime. We're going on to...
Yes.
Martin Miller's. Well, Martin Miller's Summerfall now.
I haven't tried this.
So, we've got this bad boy, which is the original Martin Miller's. Started by, funnily enough, a guy called Martin Miller back in 1999. He lived in London and was super sick of drinking, you know, really badly made gin and tonics. I'm talking, you know, a couple of ice cubes, loads of tonic, no gin, barely any gin, and out of a crap glass. And he was like, what the hell is happening? Like, I love gin, but this isn't right. Like, something's got to change. So he literally started the kind of gin movement back in 1999.
Okay.
And came up with Martin Miller's. So Martin Miller's is a... it's an English and Icelandic gin. So it's actually got Icelandic water.
Which is really good.
Which is so good.
Really good.
All the lava, think about all the filtration, the natural springs, all of that. That's literally where the water comes from. I mean, you think it's, you know, 40% ABV, so 60% of that's water.
Would you say that he was like a lot to do with this modern revolution of gin, like all the stuff, like I said at the Bath Christmas Market, the amount of different gin you see, and that's pretty much where it stems from.
So Martin Miller's, he was literally the first person to kind of push for better gin drinking. And he recognized that people were wanting it, you know. It's like, cool, let's do something about it. So him and it was a guy called David Bromwich as well. It's sadly Martin Miller died a few years back, but his kind of legacy definitely still lives on. And they've got new expressions out this year, which we're going to go through. We've got the Summerfall, which is exactly the same gin. But it's then got a third distiller of rosemary and Arctic thyme. You'll love this because it's like savoury, but it's like super fresh and really floral. And then they also do a Winterfall, which is spiced mandarin and orange.
Nice.
So like, bit like what more could you want?
The Hendrick Solstice. Range.
Yeah.
Yeah,
these came out.
So what's the Hendrick Solstice range?
They do like a.
They've got
like
different flavors out now.
So the standard Hendrick is a summery cucumber one, right?
Yeah. So normal Hendrick is cucumber, Belgian rose, and I think a bit of elderflower.
Mm-hmm. Ice.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Are we doing this with a mixer or not?
Yeah, I mean, try it neat first if you want.
Yeah, let me try it neat.
The bottle's a bit hot, so it might taste a little bit boozy.
Like, got after the Beef Eater trip, I got used to drinking gin straight.
Did you go to Beef Eater?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
And Plymouth.
Nice.
And Absolute.
The Bombay Sapphire Distillery is epic, by the way, if you ever get a chance to go.
I think I've been there as well. Have I been there?
I actually like that more than a fruity one.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's nice.
Funny, isn't it?
That's really nice.
It's super, super fresh, and it's got that lovely herby note. So you get the thyme and you get the rosemary. It's meant to taste like that, and it definitely kind of
comes through. Sorry, was this one?
Yeah.
Right, this is the other
one. So this is not the original.
So this is Martin Miller Rosemary.
It's called Summerfall.
Summerfall.
And it's Arctic thyme and rosemary.
Right, yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. So the original Martin Miller's, it's got more of a cucumbery essence to it. So it is that kind of almost Hendrix-y feel, but it's a bit lighter. It's also kind of in your face.
Mm-mm.
But it's fucking delicious.
That's really nice.
Did you want to try it with some mixer? Or you?
Yeah, go on.
Or we can try the normal with mixer?
Let's try the normal with mixer.
Let's do the normal.
So what botanicals are these? Are there sort of standard botanicals in this one?
Yeah, kind of everything. Everything going. I can't remember them all off the top of my head.
Yeah,
it's grapefruit, angelica, orris,
coriander,
juniper, lime, orange. That's probably it, actually.
Yeah.
And then with the normal Martin Miller's, there's a bit of kind of cucumber as well.
Nice. So. Right, let me get this out.
It's so good. It's just a great...
So where is the origin of gin?
Origin of gin... is Holland.
Yeah. So that was where you say, well, but the London story, that's where
gin,
it comes from.
Yeah, if you're talking gin like we see it today, you'd probably say London.
Yeah.
So the gin had this stuff called... The Dutch had this stuff called Genever.
Yeah.
Which they brought over. People were trying to make it, blah, blah, blah. I'm all right, actually.
Yeah.
So that is the origin story, like what you said earlier, of the Genever coming.
Yeah.
Is that enough? Yeah. We're going to drink this with
Mediterranean.
A bit of med. I mean,
actually, the med would have been good with the summer one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or it's really good Puerto strawberries. Is it? Med.
I love the Mediterranean.
I think there's a Fentimans tonic on the end here.
The normal one, but
yeah,
this one.
That one. Is that the connoisseur's tonic? Premium tonic water, beautiful. Oh my god, you're scaring me.
Where I got this.
Right, so gin.
To pour it in?
Yeah. What? Just half a bottle.
Am I right with this, huh?
English. So gin as we see it today, literally comes from like London. You guys have heard of Sipsmith, right?
Yeah, man.
So
me, no.
You haven't?
No.
So it's a really cool brand of gin. Sick. They're one of the first, they are the first distillery in over 250 years to open within the original city walls of London. Mm. So back in the day, there were, you know, taxes put on gin because so many people were drinking it. Mm. And because people were getting quite ill from drinking it.
Was that because of the dodgy?
Yeah, so because of the popularity of the Geneva stuff I was talking about, people would literally try and make all of this stuff like really badly in their bathtubs.
In their baths and that, yeah.
And just they chuck anything in it, turpentine, sawdust, anything to kind of increase the flavour and increase the alcoholic content.
That's really nice.
Isn't that's beautiful.
Delish. I'm gonna have to put this.
That is like drinking water.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
It is now anyway.
Danger.
Yeah, that is beautiful. That's the ice. So that one was the Martin Miller Icelandic water one, right?
Yeah, so it's Martin Miller's gin, and it's made in England with Icelandic spring
that's
water.
Really
and
good.
We've mixed that with a tonic and
orange. Fentimans premium tonic water.
Yeah.
It's also really good with soda or ginger as well. Ginger ale. The Summerfull gin, they've just done a thing for World Bee Day. So every time somebody
when you wash your bum in the toilet.
World Bee Day? No. Absolutely not.
What do you mean then?
World Bee Day, like a buzzy bee.
Bee, like a bee.
Oh, right, okay. God,
the thing that keeps most of us alive by pollinating stuff.
Exactly. So we kind of did a campaign in London, loads of really cool bars, and every time you ordered a bee's knees cocktail with Martin Miller's Summerfull, you got like a little pack of wildflower seeds.
Oh, nice. Rude.
Yeah, super that's cute,
cool.
Right?
That's cool.
And it went really well. And they do like partnerships with people that have beehives in the rooftops and places in London, and
cool, man.
Can I have some mixer, please? I think I use it. A bit of Fever Tree tonic on the left. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I use
delicious.
That one.
That's right.
Really cool. Yes, because there's a lot of being put on the bees at the moment. Because I know Paul Stamets, he's just about to receive a Nobel Prize, isn't he?
No way.
Is he?
Yeah, he was saying about him being in his backyard as a kid, like, they approached him, because he's, like, got mad stories from his mushroom, like, history of like all the stuff he's done for mushrooms. So he was saying, I remember as a kid, like the bees would forage in his like mushroom supplies and look at the wood chippings. And he was like, ah, there's something to this. And in America, they feed the bees sugar water. So a solution of 50% sugar, 50% water to keep the bees going. And I mean, especially in California for the almonds, the amount they use bees mostly for almonds in California now and not honey,
right.
Just to pollinate the almonds.
Yeah.
And, he said, like, they were getting, like, up to, like, 50% of these bees not coming back.
Right.
Like, do you mean they were just dying off? And he said, there needs to be a better solution than sugar and water.
Yeah.
So he's like, why can we not make a serum out of, like, mushrooms from the bark that they were eating, which actually has the minerals and vitamins that a bee needs? So he's now made a serum out of mushrooms, out of fungi, which has got all the bees' nutrients, and you need 1% of this serum, and then 99% water, and it is they've improved the bee's lifespan by 50%.
Wow. Just from serum. That's
Paul Stamets. Absolute
save the bees.
G. Yeah. He's an absolute G. I mean, I take his lion's mane and his Stamets 7 mushroom supplement for humans. So the 7 has got 7 grades of mushrooms in.
I take the fake stuff.
And the lion's mane. See, the trouble is with that, I was looking for ages because he said you don't want the stuff from the fruit and body. You need the mycelial extract.
Yeah.
He says the fruit and body, which is like the mushroom that comes out of the ground, he goes, you don't get it from that. You need the proper mycelial extract.
Right.
And if you look at a lot of these companies that sell mushroom supplements on the internet, on Amazon or whatever, and you read the small print, they're all from the fruit and body. They're not from the mycelial extract.
Okay.
You need to find. So I emailed him because I couldn't find. So I was looking on his website, thefungi.com, or whatever it's called, .org. And then.
The fun guy.
Do you mean it's, the fun guy. But he, you couldn't, I couldn't find them to deliver it here. So I emailed them. I actually emailed this company and said, look, where can I get or your products in the UK, or can you give me an alternative, which is the real deal without me just going to buy some wank off of Amazon, like, do you mean? So they said, no, you can actually get it from Biovia And there was another company which will distribute their products to the UK. So I've got a repeat prescription. I see.
It's amazing. I guess it kind
of is. But yeah, he's like, I mean, it's like, because that's where we all come from. It's like the healing power of shrooms. And do you know, it was only recently that they were classed as their own thing. They were always lumped into vegetables for years, and they never had the proper research.
You're telling me a mushroom's not a vegetable?
It's not a vegetable. It's its own thing.
Mate, the mushrooms are the neural network of our planet.
Of everything.
What?
Of
life. Right. Check this, yeah?
I feel like this is going to be a whole other conversation.
So you've got that tree over there, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got this thing here, right? Yeah. If there was mushrooms down there and mushrooms up there, and now that tree was lacking certain nutrients, this mushroom can divert the nutrients to that tree.
Yeah. That's how complex it is. And it's only like in the last so many years that they've now so soil, you know, like they're saying like soil depletion. And they're now getting so much into the research of mushrooms and fungi now that we need to be taking more care of the soil. The soil is a living organism. Yeah. It's not the fruit and that, the byproducts of trees. It's like they get so much deeper. And it's, I know Russell Brand had, is his name Melvin Sheldrake, who's another mushroom expert on, and he was really interesting to listen to. And it's like the work that they're doing now, because so many years it was just classed in like you had like the biology and all this sort of stuff, and they just lumped it into vegetables and it was just like a byproduct of that. But now they're giving it the proper time research, like, oh shit, like this needs more attention than that. Of course. And it's just like they're saying like the amount of things that can be have you ever seen the thing where they recreated the Tokyo subway?
No.
So like they got the mycelium, which is
the shit that lives underneath.
The roots of the mushrooms, basically.
Thank
And
the shit that lives underneath.
In layman's terms. But what they did, they got this, and they were like, they've done it on, you can see, they got it in a petri dish, and they've done it. So they put the stations of Tokyo, where they all are, and they basically remapped it, and they worked out the route better than the humans could. And they remapped the Tokyo subway.
That is unreal.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Should we go back to alcohol?
Yeah, let's go back to alcohol.
That's really cool.
It's cool, though.
Let's make some mushroom
gin. That would be for
I bet there's somebody doing it.
Yeah, find out, man.
Yeah.
Microdose mushroom gin.
Well, if you go back to like all these religions, like if you look at the wine of Dionysus. The wine of Dionysus, they're saying Christianity was born. They don't like to say it because Christianity is anti-drugs, but they're saying Christianity was actually, just like the Greeks, where they go off and have these spiritual rituals by putting stuff in the wine. They were saying the stuff they put in the wine was psychedelics.
Yeah. And, I believe that.
Jesus
anyway.
Was a badass.
Mate, Jesus was walking on water. Really? No, man was tripping balls.
He was tripping balls.
Oh, look, here's some
drinking
water.
His mushroom gin.
Some water. It's wine now.
Jesus on his mushroom gin, treading on water, tripping absolute balls.
Let's talk more about gin.
Come
on.
We're going to go. Next, we're going to go to Argentina.
Yes.
Cross the pond.
I've never been there before.
I have.
I'm starting to feel quite drunk.
You've had 2-3 drinks.
No, I've had 3-4 beers.
We have beers. So Brendan, who came on before, he brought some beers with him.
You can't have 3 drinks before I come on a podcast. That's not fair.
Sorry.
Right.
Anyway.
This bad boy is Principe... I can never say it.
Go on.
Principe de los Apostoles Mate Gin. So we just call it Apostoles Gin.
Yeah.
That's much easier.
It makes it easier.
So this is a gin. I can't remember his name. His name is Tato. I want to say Tato Giovanni.
Did you meet him?
No. Oh. I had a Zoom call once. He's cool. But he's a really sick bartender in South America.
Cool.
And he was like, I've got to make a gin. It's got to be done. And he... does like consultancy for Gaucho in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got this lovely gin is in Gaucho, as well as the Puerto Strawberry. So it's called Apostoles and it's a mate gin. Have you ever tried mate?
No.
Okay, mate.
So what's Gaucho actually? You're talking to...
So like... Gaucho's a restaurant in London.
Right, okay.
A chain of restaurants. Really cool. Argentinian steak. Probably not up your street.
Mm. Yeah, no.
That's fine.
Like cow.
Yeah, actual cow. Not cow made out of
CAU.
Yeah. I remember going to a Brazilian steakhouse.
I remember that.
I used to eat meat, I went to a Brazilian steakhouse in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And it was fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
And they just come around and it was like, so I know what it is. I know the
They like come to your table with
meat
in
it. Yeah, it's fancy as well. Like real fancy. Yeah. So Apostoles is made with this stuff called mate, which is it's like the English breakfast tea of Argentina.
Okay.
But it's this beautiful, really like herbal grass that they drink, and they have these amazing little like mate cups. They're like silver on the outside and then like wooden. and they cure them for ages. And then they put this the tea in with this really cool straw with like a sieve in the bottom.
Wow.
And they
what's it called? The drink. Yerba mate.
Yerba mate.
There
we go.
I've got a bag of fucking yerba mate in my cupboard, that big. So I know what mate is.
Yerba mate.
Oh, I know what mate is.
Yerba mate.
So yeah, I do know what mate is. Yeah, yeah, so I now know. I've got a big bag of that shit in my cupboard.
Mate gin.
Where are you from?
Argentina.
Turin.
Well, there you go. Now you know what it tastes like.
All right, cool.
So it's also made with eucalyptus and peppermint.
Mm. Beautiful.
So delish.
Yeah, nice.
And, you know, it's made by a bartender. Yeah. Four bars.
Yeah, man.
It's just sick. Let's just drink.
Yeah, rude. Yeah, let's...
Do we take the orange out?
Yes, please. Yeah. So this one is just slightly more herbal. Yeah. It's got that real kind of... You've tried mate, right? Have you tried it or you just got bags in your house?
Yeah, I've tried it.
Stop it.
And if who are we trying to get a sponsor from? Paco or from Bath?
I want Paco T.
Paco T, you're local.
Are they?
Send us a sponsor. Mm. Yeah, they're local.
Sure.
Yeah. Wait, I just ate.
Yeah, I ate the orange as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one, I believe it's a little bit stronger. 40.5.
Ooh.
So, you know, every little helps. We are going to drink this straight. You can try it straight.
I want to try it straight first.
Give it a sip.
Because I'm getting into this straight stuff.
Oh, no, Ross is getting a bit keen.
Very minty. That's nice.
Minty, yes. Yeah. Peppermint, right?
Right, wait there. Let me tell you what I think.
Peppermint.
Fresh.
Yeah, Wrigley's extra-ish.
It doesn't taste
minty. No, it has got the peppermint. Yeah. You can definitely
But you get the
taste
grapefruit,
it.
You get the juniper.
Yeah.
And it's still got that kind of general gin bitterness to it. We're going to drink with some lemon. And some, let's go with, what mixer do you think would work with this? I think you can make some soda.
Yeah.
Tropical?
It's the Merchant's Heart soda, so the one bottle in the middle that looks a bit different. Yeah, that bad boy.
Yeah, soda would be nice.
Cool, we should get more guests on like this.
Yeah, I'm thinking we'll do a food one. Yeah. I think a food one would be really good.
Well, I was going to bring snacks, and then I was like, I couldn't remember if you were vegan or not anymore, and I didn't know what was happening. So I just
we just don't eat meat, basically.
Yeah, that's perfect. So I'm a predominantly plant-based diet. I have chicken, so I eat the odd egg. My kids eat a lot of eggs from the garden. Oh, I got chickens.
You got chickens?
Yeah.
I don't mind eating eggs from chickens. I know.
I'm not vegan as an idea. From an ideology point of view, I'm a plant-based diet from like a sort of like health and longevity point of view.
Nice.
See, but don't you think like because me, that's how I started because of people like you and Reese. But then like after a while, like
we were living together when you went vegan.
Yeah, I've been more conscious with the whole animal thing, and I actually care about animals.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, this is the whole thing. Like, you speak to Earthly and Ed, he'll probably tell you different. Like, do you mean? Like, but he would like say, like, in this day and age, like, there's no reason why you should, which is kind of true. But there's still like places like you look at like the whole conspiracy thing. When you look at places like Somalia, it's like you've decimated their fishing trade, and it's like there are places like that where it's like, well, no, if you're going to eat locally, those places rely on fish, and they may rely on lamb
but
or whatever.
But they fish sustainably.
Exactly. And it's a bloke out in their boat. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like he's catching his catch for his family and they're eating day to day. It's like,
It doesn't even taste like alcohol anymore. It just tastes like herby water.
Oh, that's horrible. Why did we put it with soda?
I don't know. It needs more, put lime in it or something.
It needs citrus.
Yeah, it needs more citrus.
Mush up your lime, your lemon.
I'm going to do that anyway.
I mean, it's not horrible, but it's
too just
fresh.
Watery.
Yeah. My bad.
What the fuck's this water?
Do you know what? I was literally about to commend you on your mixing and your pairings.
So what? Mush this up, yeah?
Yeah, just give it a little.
Mash it up. That's better.
That's better, man.
There you go.
Tastes like lemonade, basically.
God, it's nice, though.
It is
herbal.
Nice.
I was about to sip my microphone and hold it out of my hand.
Yeah, someone's had too much gin.
Yay!
Oh, dear.
I did that earlier, though.
But we've got our soda because it's good to drink things for soda anyway.
Yeah, because...
Less sugar than there's any mixes anyway.
Soda, soda's different to tonic, right?
It's just water. Yeah, with
so carbonated water, essentially.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe you can answer this for me, because I've never asked this question to anyone.
Yeah.
What the hell is the difference between carbonated water, so sparkling water, and soda?
But sparkling water, you get natural sparkling water, right? Or you want about just the bubbly stuff you make?
No, he's talking about like bottled sparkling water.
Yeah, so like when someone's like, can I have a bottle of sparkling water?
I want to say it's something different with the gas and the carbonation. So I always say this to people, if you have a glass of water and a glass of sparkling water, you leave them both out. Sparkling water will always taste different to still water.
Bitterer.
Yeah, it's got flavour to it. And that's because of the carbon dioxide and the carbonation.
Right.
So I think, I've been in this industry a long time, nobody's ever asked me that
question. See what I mean? Because it sounds like a stupid question.
No, it's something to do with the carbonation and the type, probably the type of gas used.
Because what about natural sparkling water?
Don't get natural.
Yeah, you do. I've been to Pamukkale. Pamukkale in Turkey, you put your head in the natural sparkling water bath and open your eyes and it cleans your eyes in Pamukkale.
What are you
natural
talking
sparkling
water? That is some bullshit marketing straight
in Turkey,
out of Turkey.
In Turkey, it's a bath. Like, an ancient ruin. It's sparkling water. I'm telling you.
What do you mean?
The water, you don't drink it. Obviously, you like bathe in it.
It's like...
carbonated water from the mountain it's on. There's bubbles in the water. It's sparkling water.
There will be springs.
It's heated, yes.
Yeah, that's not sparkling.
There'll be springs
water.
Underneath where the water will come through and it will.
Because you open
up.
Your eyes and it's like.
Yeah, no.
Sparkling water. Like, it's like putting your eyes in sparkling water and like, they say, do it. And it starts to go. That's like a myth behind it. But it's natural sparkling water.
You are hilarious.
Yeah, no. I suppose if you think about it, if you want to talk about what sparkling water is, it's carbonated.
Maybe
water.
It's carbonated water naturally in the mountain.
But
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just hot.
It's
just,
I think you've been had by a Turkish salesman.
Though. No, but maybe it's the land that's doing what
the carbonating
you would do. It's just naturally happening by the earth.
Water,
not,
that makes sense.
Bubbling maybe up.
That makes sense.
Because it's a natural, it's like one of the world's like, not wonders, because it's not a wonder, but like that type of thing. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And outside, it's beautiful. It's like, it looks like these big ice capsules dripping down. You can't actually get in anymore. Mm. Outside, you've got like all these like water what trickles down and you can go in like bathing, but you can't anymore. But then they've got the temple at the top. So imagine the Roman baths. It's like that kind of place. Yeah. It's a Roman bath type building. You go in and it's like, you get in the water and you can open your eyes. You can get in there and bathe in it. Yeah, it's like...
nice.
Anyway, this is nice.
Well, so that was Apostoles from Argentina. Go to Gaucho. Get a glass.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like chewing gum. And it does taste nice with soda and some lemon. I don't feel like we did it justice.
Yeah, no. Hey, it's really nice.
It's super fresh.
It's yerba, mate.
Yerba, mate.
Do you know why I said
I actually
that?
like this
Polish
one straight.
Guy explained to me what it was when I worked at a t-shirt printing factory over Christmas. And he went, he's a Polish dude. And he was like, hey, yerba, mate. I was like, what? He was like, yerba, mate. He was like, drink. You're vegan,
you like it.
He's giving it to me and he's talking like, yerba, mate. All the footballers, yerba, mate.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. And he gave it to me. I took it home and then I drank it and was like, I'm not sure about this.
Did you drink it with sugar?
No, I drank it on his own with water.
So how the Argentinians drink it is they have it in those cool cups with the straw.
But then they put sugar in it.
So they put like 15 spoonfuls of sugar in it.
That ruins everything.
That's like, mate.
So
have you ever
good.
Had Sicilian espresso? It's strong and it's dark, but it's so sweet and it's fucking delicious.
Is it?
It's espresso, but the way the Sicilians drink it, it's like, no, you fucking hammer that shit. I mean, sugary as fuck.
Yeah.
The coffee's like, because when I went to the jiu-jitsu training camp there, you'd have that shot of that before you went.
Yeah.
Shot of this espresso, it's so sweet, but it's beautiful. Yeah, it's like, fucking, you're sugared up, you're fucking caffeined up. It's
amazing.
Yeah,
so they drink like literally 15 spoonfuls of sugar.
Wow.
I went to Argentina for a month. Can you hear that? I've had two gins.
Yeah, I know.
Went to Argentina for a month when I was 18 with my school. It was amazing.
Oh, I'd love to go to Argentina.
What were you studying?
It was like, basically, the school I went to, they were like, you can do these like development expeditions. So there were like 15 of us. Spent a whole month traveling around Argentina. It was just epic.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. And yeah, cool country.
Was this before like it was really dangerous?
Yeah.
Is it really dangerous though?
Brazil, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you told me about Brazil. Is yeah. it your
My sister-in-law's from Brazil.
That's
it. I was talking to my mate Lee, who I trained jiu-jitsu with. He went there, but he went there for the carnival with his missus. Mm. Yeah. But whilst he was there, he like went to like where Salvo and like he'd done some training and that.
Yeah, yeah.
He said he ended up there for ages and he said it's like not like it is there. It's like proper,
we got held
like,
at gunpoint in a taxi in Rio.
But he said his missus, he said like she just did not feel safe the whole time
and that's
that they
a good
were
thing.
In Brazil. Yeah.
Like, there's no way in hell I'd ever go back to Rio on my own.
Mm.
Ever. Or, I just don't know. I love Brazil. I love the Brazilian people. Mm. I just think...
Yeah, I think I'd like
Rio has that such too. Stark contrast between
the haves and have-nots.
Extreme poverty and tourism. Like, straight
Bath.
There.
Like, Bath.
It's like twerking in the centre of town.
Hey!
It's like the centre of town, in the centre of town. You've got that new office space, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
And they come out and they walk past the steps.
Yeah.
And they don't, like, I've noticed that in Bath, like, the homeless people don't acknowledge anyone else. And anyone else doesn't acknowledge the homeless people.
It's weird.
Like, if we were arguing in the middle of the street, someone would say something.
Yeah.
As an example, the other day, like, when there was normal people going against the homeless person, right? Which was Jimson. We were shooting a music video.
Oh, no, that was back at Christmas. Yeah,
so I'd done
a music video, Don't Do That for Christmas. And in the video, we donated money from the hoodie sales from the video for the homeless.
Oh.
And it was like, the song's called Don't Need That for Christmas. And it's kind of like being about, like, not everyone's having a nice time at Christmas. It's not an anti-Christmas song.
Yeah.
It was a Christmas song, like, kind of like, well, hang on a minute, there's like, this is a tough time of year. I don't know, maybe someone's lost a loved one.
Yeah.
Maybe someone's homeless or whatever. So I was actually homeless in the video for the video.
And
there's a line that's saying, drunk lads kick a tramp for something to laugh at. And Brendan, who was just on, he actually played the guy of one of the drunk lads.
Yeah.
And they come across and they were kicking me in a sleeping bag on the floor. And I was like, what are you doing?
Everyone's kicking off.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing to him?
Like every
like,
2 seconds.
Really?
I didn't notice the camera
people
there.
People kicking off.
Yeah, like, fucking leave him alone.
And then it was like, all right, cool. But I see every single day, I see homeless people doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Like
with each other.
Yeah.
With each other, but you,
they it's a separate world, isn't it? Yeah.
You just walk around
they're
them.
Like,
and it's so,
so
sad to watch, man. It's sad to watch.
I didn't mean Twerton was a poor area of Bath, by the way. Just that's a perception.
That's where he lives.
That's where he lives.
We used to live on Sheridan Road.
On 80 grand a year.
Really? Blagging the system.
Can I have some more?
Yes. Right. We've got two more gins, if you can hack it.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
So
you're
we're going
to
go...
me and him.
We're going to go onto one of our newest gins,
on.
To be fair.
I want to try
so,
this. By the way, big at like, I don't think we gave enough credit to Apostle.
Apostles, yeah.
Apostle. Green yabba yabba, mate.
And peppermint and grapefruit.
Mate, anyway.
I liked it straight. It was,
yeah, it was
I liked
really
that
nice.
Minty sort of like.
Yeah, it is a cocktail gin.
Mm.
Sorry.
No, crack on.
That's what I'm here for. Bit, just a little bit more straight, because... It's quite nice. I like it.
Right, next up, guys. We're going from Argentina to Bornes, Scotland.
Oh, come on.
So this is Tulken gin. So this is literally new to us.
Not Johnson & Johnson, Tulken.
Not Johnson & Johnson, no. So we're going kind of full circle from, you know, something that's flavoured with crazy things to something that's the super
sensible.
Kind of classic.
Yeah, really.
Really citrusy, super junipery. Here's a junipery. Junipery.
Yeah, nice.
And... You know,
I love the bottle.
I love
that's
the bottle.
That's a cool bottle,
so
man.
For people on Spotify, it's got this like tartan stripe that's like embossed onto the glass.
That's
it's
really
super
cool.
Cute. And the label, it's a grouse in a kilt playing the bagpipes.
That's so sick.
It's cool, hey?
Look at that.
So, yeah, it's literally just come over to us.
Fucking
I'm really
love
excited
the
to kind of get talking
man.
About this gin.
Some of those Scottish songs on bagpipes are fucking beautiful.
Do you know what? That's really good for like gripping as well.
Yeah,
like the way they do like the the real emotional Scottish, like the funeral type music, the real deep shit on a bagpipe is fucking. I don't know. Do you know that? Because that's beautiful. Yeah. So, do you mean like? Yeah.
So I really want you to try this neat to start with because I want you to get that whole difference from what you've just had to something super super classic.
Should we rinse it out of a little bit of water?
Yeah, if you want.
Just to be super cool.
So this is made up in Speyside in Scotland, and it comes from the Tulken Estate. So it's actually like an estate, don't hate on me, but it's like they do a lot of hunting and, you know, helping
know
to keep the stag and deer population down.
Yeah.
And just, you know, for good sport sometimes.
Yeah, don't worry, we're not airplane Ed. You haven't got like.
Yeah, we're not that bad.
Let's try it.
Yeah, man, let's go.
You're going to be absolutely.
Mate, I'm pissed right up.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
And I love the bottle. Straight. So the bottle's blue, and it, like you said, it's like it's a great, got a nice grip.
It's lovely, it's a grip.
Yeah, and it's just just tasty.
Yeah, it's lovely to grip.
Oh, it's hot though. It's been out in 26 degrees. Oh, it's nice though.
I kind of like hot.
It's super smooth. It's
like straight.
Hot straight.
It's nice.
It's nice.
Hot and straight. My favourite.
Oh my god. This is all going to shit.
It's a lot more civilised than I thought it was going to be.
Good.
Yeah, it's good.
Right, so we're going to try this with...
Not a bit with a double episode. If we had 2 hours on this, we'd be fucking going to go fucking tears.
What? Exactly. What did
you don't know
say?
What he just said.
That would go to shit if we had another hour.
Yeah. You know we'd blatantly be going for
yes,
like
please.
An hour and a half.
Was I not supposed to drink all that straight?
No, not all of it straight.
I think this one's going to go on for longer.
Costa's just left us to it.
Yeah, I think this one will be longer.
Cool.
I'm happy to do an hour and a half.
Right.
Yeah, all day.
Pass us the ginger ale.
It's got ginger
or
in
tonic.
It.
It's
no, ginger ale, ginger ale.
So this one on the far right, I believe.
Yeah, man.
Can you open it for us?
Well, yeah.
It's hot. Everything's hot.
Nah, give me the knife.
Scary. On the spoon?
Yeah. Yeah, anything with a flatter edge. That's the one.
Oh. Whoa! That's
the
how hot
day
it is.
I did that. Look, see that? That's a scar from a VK lid going into my arm.
You didn't drink in VK.
That. I know. No, I wasn't. I just opened it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, honestly.
Right. So, just a little splash of ginger.
Yeah, nice.
Because this is quite, a citrusy classic gin, we're just going to try it with something with a little bit of flavour, like a ginger ale.
So wait, this is the Scottish one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, rude.
Whoa.
My trainers are getting mash up.
Yours?
Yeah, look at that.
Mine are right.
Dusty Springfield.
Jimson.
Yeah, mine are blessed.
Thank you very much.
You get more polite as you get more drunk. Yeah. Oh, thank you very much.
Ever so much.
More sophisticated, the more pissed I get.
Oh, look at me with my wine. Oh, no, I'm bleeding.
No, it's strawberry.
Oh, okay. Safe,
cheers,
safe.
Team.
Right, this is the Scottish
Tolkien.
Spice side. What's it called?
Tolkien gin.
Tolkien gin.
Oh, I like that ginger.
Delish, right?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
England scored, I guess.
Is England. Oh, we won.
Oh, we might have won.
This is the end, yeah.
Might have won.
3 weeks in advance, I think. Is it three weeks?
Yeah, this will be 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, so we're three weeks in the future.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you lot already know the score.
Yeah. Probably know the
what
next
date are we recording
well.
On?
That's cool.
Yeah, on the next one and the one after.
Yeah, wow. Probably.
This is Sunday the 13th of June, to put it in perspective, anyone.
Right, so ginger ale from Fentimans. It's all natural. So if you think sometimes you get like a ginger ale or a ginger beer and it's so sugary, like, God, like your teeth get fuzzy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's Coke. Not. It's like super fresh. Sorry. Fresh ginger. Loads of ice.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Oh, it's really nice.
And really nice with some lemon. Because
Fentimans,
well.
I've never had any of the others. I've only had the cola.
The Curiosity Cola.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, that is good, actually.
Yeah.
They've it's actually really got good. A new pink ginger beer out in Sainsbury's, and it's so good.
We're going to carry on, I think, for half an hour.
We've only got one more gin to go through.
So we'll just keep going.
Yes.
Oh, they won.
We won.
Brilliant.
We thought that was what the share was.
Oh, yay.
Who did we beat?
Croatia.
Croatia.
Didn't we lost? We lost them last time, didn't we?
Oh, so we won this time.
Yeah, we won.
But this is the knockout stages, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Oh, sick!
If we were, what? How many more matches we got? Three.
Yeah, I think so.
Two.
I'm not too sure if I'm honest.
Do you not like football either, Costa?
No, I don't really watch it. I enjoy it when it's like it's fun when it's like World Cups and that. Like,
yeah, we were talking about this earlier.
When it's England playing,
yeah,
fine.
For all of the listeners out there, Costa's white, not black. Because Brendan thought he was black.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was like, I'm not going to lie, I thought you were black. And I was like, black Russian.
Costa is white, ginger I'm Russian.
There's nothing wrong with that. We're not saying there is anything wrong with that, of course.
It's a beautiful mix.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
He's a lovely guy.
For sure.
It's mummed it well, man.
Do you know what? Someone's like ethnicity or
gender. Yeah, can have a gin.
I did think that. I was
leaving him out.
On, like, Costa hasn't had any gin.
So, someone's ethnicity and gender and stuff like that is like the least important thing about them.
Yeah, of course. Like, same as like work.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you do for work? Like, it's none of your business.
Basically, are you a cunt or not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to boil it down.
Do you like flavoured gin or do you like...
Do you need to wash out for the blood? What? I'm bleeding.
Stop it, he's not bleeding.
He's got strawberry on him.
Do you want strawberry, peach, like thyme and rosemary?
It's actually blood.
Look. It might be one of them red spiders you used to squash.
It's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen them for years.
Bloodsuckers.
Yeah.
Are they real?
Oh, look.
No.
Oh, no,
they actually exist.
Yeah, they exist.
On concrete.
Yeah.
Because you missed out on everything else.
But I don't think they actually suck your blood.
No, they don't.
It's like the red ones in Australia, isn't it? They're the ones that are fucking like, they're nasty.
Red
ones
bags.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
What's that, kangaroo?
No, spiders.
Oh.
Can I get a... Oh, it's that.
Actually really suits you.
Yeah, thanks, no,
Yeah,
I brought this for you.
Who is
I've ended up wearing it.
Is it Leonardo DiCaprio in fucking Django?
Yeah.
Oh, right, fucking
that's what you look like.
I'm going down that route.
Okay.
Mate, he's a fucking awesome actor, though,
yeah,
man.
Of course.
I love him.
It's the best.
Because when he gets the cut in that, on that scene in Django.
Yeah.
All fucking impromptu. Like, yeah. Doing just fucking like... supposed to happen, but let's just carry on with it.
Dear.
It's like, if you're a doctor, you'd be a doctor, director, you'd be there like, fuck me, this is gold.
Yeah.
Carry on, Leo.
You
do whatever you
loves
want.
That stuff.
Yeah.
Nice, eh?
Tarantino's
that's Summerfall. Martin Miller's Summerfall.
Cool. Yeah, that's really good. Anyway, this one is talcum powder.
Talcum powder. Talcum powder.
Back to Johnson & Johnson again. Hey, we're going to get sued by Johnson & Johnson. We talk about Johnson & Johnson every episode.
Oh, I don't trust that.
Even that, you're going to get loads of baby oil on your doorstep.
Asbestos and Johnson & Johnson just keep rearing their head every episode.
Next one we shoot, next batch, we'll get a bottle of Johnson & Johnson's baby oil and talcum powder on each side.
I had it out earlier, getting rid of my aunts.
Hang on, you call it talcum powder?
Yeah.
That's what it's called, isn't it?
It's called talcum powder.
Talcum powder.
Right.
Just
because I can't speak.
Talcum.
Well, I'm drunk.
I'm from Twerton.
Yeah, we're from Bath and Twerton.
Talcum powder.
You're from Salcombe. You're from Talcum.
I'm from Devon. Oh my God, you drank too much.
Yeah, you're from Talcum. Is that how you say it?
No, Salcombe. Salcombe.
That was amazing, by the way, that day when we went on the beach.
So I used to work in a really sick little bar down in Devon called the Island Street Bar and Grill.
It was cool.
And... I was running the place, just, you know, loads of cool cocktails, really good food, right on the water's edge down in Devon. And Ross was like, really want to get down to Devon? I was like, sick, right, I'll put on a reggae night and you need to come DJ. He was like, done. And he got there and he came with Bayliss, George Bayliss.
Yeah.
And I was working.
Jack and Andy, what's his name? Andy Jordan.
Andy Jordan from Made in Chelsea, bless him. So they got a shop down the road from the bar that I was running. And Ross got there, and you probably DJ'd for, what, like, 2 hours max? And he was spangled. But I'm talking, like, dribbling.
Yeah, dribbling.
And he didn't play any reggae.
You were bringing me watermelons filled with alcohol.
I had customers come up to me going, when is the reggae music going to start? I'm like, I don't know. You probably should ask the DJ that. And Ross is there, like, can't talk. And I was like,
I was getting brought watermelons filled with alcohol, bruv.
I drove you down to the beach after work. I wasn't drinking.
We went to the after party.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were there until like 6, 7. Then you were like, do you want to go to the beach? Me and Bayliss were like, yeah. We were like running around on the beach.
Do you still drink when you DJ?
Yeah.
He shouldn't.
Like, I am.
Yeah, no. Now, I don't drink until like,
after.
You know, like sort of halfway through the set.
See, my awakening was when I'd done when Benji and Hibs were touring around the UK and they'd done the thing at Bath and I warmed up for that. And that was like, well, you were there. You DJed for me. That to me was like on a stage, probably the best performance I've ever given.
And it
was delivered how I rehearsed it. Right? And I didn't touch a drop of alcohol before.
Yeah.
So any other time before that, whenever I've done a gig, I've always had a drink, I've always done something before.
Yeah.
So for me, like, it's like I had this thing, it's like, no, I need that before I go on. But when I didn't, and I was like, fuck me, that was the best set.
And you enjoyed it.
And I delivered it how I rehearsed it. Where otherwise it would have just gone off. Like the speeches in between songs, which I knew I wanted to talk to the crowd about everything. And from then, now, whenever I do it, even if I went to a festival and I'm booked for a festival, so next year, festival promoters get at me. So next year, if festivals, I would not drink do or do anything until... after the set's
done. DJing's a bit different.
What do you mean I wouldn't?
No. Like, if I was if I was performing, I wouldn't, because I know what it's like. I know what how my brain works, and it doesn't work like that. But with DJing, it's like, to begin with, it's not good to drink straight away. It's not good to turn up pissed and do your thing.
To be fair, we basically hollowed out loads of watermelons, and I made like a watermelon punch. And it had a lot of rum in it.
Mate, too much. Too much.
A little bit of Ray goes a long way.
Of course it does.
Would you like to try the last gin?
Yeah, come on.
The last one. Guys, we're doing what? This is the seventh gin. So this is gin raw.
Yeah, is this that really expensive one that Brendan liked the look of?
It's quite expensive.
It looks lit.
Expensive for a reason. So this is gin raw from Barcelona. And it is created by three very cool people.
Cool.
One of them is a sommelier, one is a Michelin-starred chef, and the other is a world-renowned mixologist.
Oh, it's going to be good.
It can't be bad. It can't be bad, right? So
can you talk to us about the bottle and what it looks like?
It looks like a tequila. It looks more like a tequila because you've got like the Spanish hat.
Yeah, so it's got this really cool,
cool.
UFO.
Yeah. It is.
It's heavy.
Let me feel it.
It's got weight.
Oh, right, come on. Put on the chain.
Just under the lid, you've got this beautiful kind of leather strap.
I like that.
And it just tells you a little bit about the brand.
Okay.
So low temperature distillation is what we're talking about here.
Right.
So gin raw literally find the best ingredients at the right times and distill them separately at a really low temperature. Now, by distilling at a low temperature, you're getting the best
flavors. Yeah.
So it's like, imagine, right? You're cooking a spaghetti bolognese.
Mm.
And you're cooking your
slow cook,
your mince and whatever, and you fucking turn it up. You're gonna burn everything.
Kill all the terpenes off.
Kill everything off. So, gin raw is literally based around the ideas of taking the best out of cookery, out of wine production, and out of
savouring the slow production of making it.
Flavors. It's called gin raw gastronomic gin. So it's meant to be, you know, drunk with food and with good food and like fancy food and tapas and like anything with them. I know, I was going to bring snacks, but you can nibble on a lemon if you want.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Still got half an orange.
It's true. We can do own strawberries.
Yeah.
So I can't remember the exact botanicals, but there's a bit of bergamot in there, lots of lemon, just lots of fresh and bitter things. And it's 42.3%.
Yeah, so
it's a little bit more. Just to finish you off for the day.
Rude. For the day? Just started, mate.
Jesus.
This has just started.
So, yeah, this is a little bit more expensive than the rest, but, you know, for good reasons. Oh, sorry.
All right. Don't be.
Are you good? Are you good?
I'm going to have to get rid of this ginger now.
Are you eating the ginger?
Yeah, I just had a bite.
Did you? Yeah.
See? You waste not, want not.
Oh, for sure.
Do you know, it's like more so than what people eat. People say about like being plant-based or whatever. Food waste is worth more than all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like freegans. Have you heard about them?
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
I was speaking to Burton.
They only eat meat if they.
We went away. I was speaking to Burton, right? Cool. Check this. He said he worked with, or he knew someone who worked as a.
This is really nice.
They were a butcher, right? And they were a vegan. He said.
What?
Right.
That's mad.
He would take away the meat that was not sold there and he'd try and get rid of it to people that want to eat it.
Wow. If no one wanted to eat it,
he would eat it himself to.
Like, so it doesn't go to waste. Yeah, so a sentient being doesn't have to die.
From a waste perspective.
Yeah. I like that.
Chaps, can you pass over the Valencian tonic? The orange tonic, the one, that one. So.
Huh? I'm only going to do it for another second.
That's more than a second.
What?
Oh! Oh my God, that went on my boob.
You need to be careful, Bella. This is why you should let me do those sorts of things. This is how I ended up with a VK bottle cap in my arm. Yeah, yeah, the pressure goes mad. If it's cold, it's never like that.
Like that Turkish spa.
Fizzing eyes.
Wait, after this, we need to fact check that.
Yeah, no, I've been there. Been in
it. Shut up. You're lying.
I put my face in it.
You're lying. Where's Brendan when you need him?
I suck.
So what's this got in it?
So this is Fentimans Valencian Orange Tonic. So something that's going to really complement all of that nice citrus in the gin.
Yeah, rude.
Fresh and rude.
I love mad.
So this is gin raw, gastronomic gin.
Oh, wait there, we didn't taste it raw.
Oh. Well, drink this first and then
Here's a bowl!
Yeah. Yeah, we drink this first.
Oh, it's
but
so
it tastes
citrusy.
Really good.
Whoa.
All I can taste is ginger, though.
Because you just ate a whole, like, knob of ginger.
That's what she said. yeah, no, it's nice.
That's what Costa said.
It's delicious. And the bottle's cool. It's a pretty bottle.
No, this is my favourite bottle. Mm. It's one of my... So, anyway, why is it like this? Why does it look like that?
Because it looks cool, don't
I? Yeah, I know.
It's just nice.
It's normally like, you know...
A method
like
behind the madness. Especially for someone who's a Michelin star. Michelin star?
Yeah, not everything.
Michelin star chef or
not? I don't know.
Do you know what it looks like to me? It looks like...
Looks like tequila.
Nah, it looks... The hat. Yeah, it does. But it also looks like a valve that you open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, let it off. Look at that. That
ferment
looks
the veg.
Like a valve.
Yeah.
Like,
just give me some kimchi.
Oh, Jesus.
And then... but yeah, no, it looks like...
here we go. I can tell you exactly what's in it. They've written it on the top of the bottle.
You know SodaStream?
Yeah.
It looks like a...
It looks a bit like
that,
doesn't it?
Because look at the
like
dimples
the
in the bottle. Yeah,
yeah,
the dimples in the bottom.
Come
that's
on,
cool.
I'm pretty good at figuring things out.
It is made with lemon, citrus peel, kaffir lime, laurel leaves, smoky black cardamom, coriander.
Come on. I want to try it straight, man.
I would do like a layback, but it's a bit early.
Well, yeah, I'm burping into the mic now.
And you kind of need a spoon. It's quite a lot going in your mouth.
We'll try it.
That's what she said
we'll try
as well.
It neat in a sec.
Yes, please.
Right, so now is a big question.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
What's your favourite?
Oh, fucking hell.
What?
Come on, out of the seven. Is it seven we've had? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Do you know
seven,
what?
Yeah.
I like that peppermint and rosemary one straight.
The summer one.
The yerba mat.
The meat.
Yeah, the yerba meat.
Apostoles.
Yeah, yerba meat.
I like that straight.
Okay.
Mixed, I think I like the Icelandic one. Not even the summery one, the other one,
the
standard Martin Miller.
Nice. Yeah.
I like nice. I think I like the standard Martin Miller as mixed, and I liked the yerba, the what's it called?
The apostolate
one.
Uh-huh.
Straight.
See, with nice. Me, like, because I just love gin, I just like them all. I think they're all really
good.
Yeah, but
come on, push comes
to
shove.
Okay, so. Yeah, it's probably going to be this one.
Martin Miller's.
It probably is going to be Martin
it's
Miller's.
It's decent.
Bog standard.
It's really
it's not
good.
Even bog standard, but it is
but like,
bog standard.
Yeah.
It's
really
but like,
good.
It's bog standard, but like a clean, nice kind of bog
it's
standard.
Fresh.
Really
good,
man. Yeah, fresh. Funky fresh.
I like that. It's good to know. It's
yeah,
good to
I really liked it.
Mm.
But then, like I said, I really like that one. That is going to be really good.
Mind you, that strawberry one at the beginning was
really
fucking
good.
Good.
I do want more of that before you go.
We need to order it in at the bar, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I do.
That's not my fault.
So the strawberry and the peach one are the ones that are the company that you represent personally.
All of them. Yeah,
So we've got we even have another gin called.
Talk about your company, man.
So we've got. I can't even tell you how many spirits now. We've got so many,
and it's not just gin.
No. So we basically, I love indie brands because we've got some sick products, like crazy things from all over the world. We've got Fortaleza tequila, which is like it's like the absolute daddy of tequila, and it is just stunning liquid.
What's it called?
Fortaleza tequila. Fortaleza. Made right in the centre of Tequila Town itself.
Yeah, rude.
And I literally, the other day, I was on a Zoom. They did a live virtual tour of the distillery, and I was like, this is the best thing ever. I need to go. They hand make like all the bottle tops, and you know, it's all about employing the local people, keeping people employed. They haven't changed their ways to kind of up their production and use, you know, steel and get kind of use those more modern techniques, because the old ways keep people employed in the village. So it's really, really cool.
Too many robots,
not enough people.
Have you ever been to the Thatcher's Open Day?
No, I don't like cider. I hate cider.
Have you ever been to the Thatcher's Open
Day? I hate cider.
No. I went there and it was fucking, that was like fascinating to watch that. So I didn't realise that Thatcher's, so they've got most of their, what's it called, orchard. Thatcher's have got most of their orchard on site, and their orchard is fucking huge and predominantly, like, it all comes from the southwest, or whatever they can't make there.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise that they actually make, they do all the blackcurrant and stuff for Ribena as well at Thatcher's. Yeah.
You'd be amazed at how many gins, English gins, the base spirit for that gin comes from like one distillery.
Yeah.
So it'll come from like Beefeater or Langley's distillery. But, you know, sharing's caring. If they're making neutral grain spirit and you can keep it in the UK and keep it local, that's perfect.
Well, that's what Thatcher says. They say like, we've only got the apple season to make our concentrated puree to make the Thatcher's. Yeah. So why not in blackcurrant season, use the blackcurrant and then... Pan that into
Ribena. How many apples going to make him?
You see the whole machine. You can go there, imprint up for the day. They got a restaurant there as well. And then you see them, hand yourself to the apples. And it's just like huge. You're going to tractor ride around all the apple trees. And the orchard is fucking
amazing.
Huge. Yeah. Just massive. I mean, the amount of apples that they got growing on there.
So cool.
It is Smirnoff, isn't it? When I say that they use whatever the country produces the best. So Smirnoff is different here to what it is in America.
Okay, so the basis of the vodka.
So they'll have like a set kind of mash bill for their grain.
Mm.
So like it's like a recipe just for the amounts of different grain. But yeah, you know, barley from the UK is going to be different to barley grown in the States and in Poland or Russia, whatever.
Smirnoff here is shit. That's what they said to me. They were don't drink. Yeah, they were like, don't drink Smirnoff.
So what I was talking about earlier,
or
a few weeks ago to anyone watching, was this book here, End in Hunger, which is by Anthony Warner, who is the author of The Angry Chef. Yeah, when I finish, I'll chuck it over.
There's an apple on the front that looks like a globe.
It's, that's cute. That's
but pretty cool, man. In there, he says, here, I'll read the back. Where's the bit here?
Read
nutritionists tell you to eat more fish. Environmentalists tell you to eat less fish. Apparently, they are both right. It's the same thing with almonds or quinoa or 100 other foods. But is it really incumbent on us as individuals to resolve this looming global catastrophe? And it's
Jimson got an A star for public speaking and GCSE.
Not on the gym. No. But like the book, like he's going into, and then also about like what you said about the wheat production. In there, he's heavily talking about how the world has become not niche enough with what their land produces, and each country tries to produce the bulk amount of grain to food provide.
I need to talk to you about one of the things.
It's all scared of war that they don't want to feed it to each other.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah. Talk to us.
Right, I did bring something else.
Yeah,
because,
come on, here we go. Got something else.
Hang about.
Mate, I'm not going to lie, I'm pissed.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm actually pissed right now. I'm going in town. Yeah, I'm going in town.
Remember the first show? He's like, I'm very, very drunk.
Hey, what's this? Vodka.
Right, I need to talk to you about. Yeah, I know we've been doing gin.
Yeah, but that's where it comes from.
This stuff is unreal, right? This is Koskenkorva. Now, we don't have to drink this.
No, of course we do.
I want to talk to you about the generalness
blueberry and juniper vodka.
I'm going to piss myself.
Yeah, do you want to go for a week, Ellie? All right, you go for a week, Ellie.
I am so sweaty.
Yeah, so am I.
I literally have like sweat everywhere.
Don't worry, so do I.
Oh my days.
You're gonna leave me hanging?
It's not a bad point.
Yeah, big up. No, it's a little bit better, but now it's hotter than it was earlier. Yeah. It always gets hotter between 4 and like 6.
I guess it's better though because the sun isn't as powerful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's behind the cloud as well.
Oh my god, which is.
You don't need that.
Oh, I love it.
Jimson's gone for a toilet because he's breaking the seal. So, for now, Costa's going to talk to us about Russia.
So,
Yeah, come sit down. Yeah, yeah, get come a seat. Sit down.
Get a seat.
Come sit down. This is a great episode. I love this. Is probably one of my favorite episodes so far.
Good. Oh
God, I wonder why.
I'm just gonna be a white blob.
Yeah, he's gonna Costa might turn into a beetroot. Look, anyway, this is Costa. Big up Costa.
So where's my hat? I need to get
welcome to the Roscoe Show. Here we go.
That's
so what are you
nice.
Gonna do?
Right,
we're gonna... mate, that's my shit.
What were you gonna talk about?
I don't know. You were gonna talk about Russia. You said you wanted me to talk.
You
about
you can go
that.
Now. He's back.
Am I not interesting enough?
Carry on.
Yeah, go on.
Right,
talk.
Let's talk vodka.
All right, that's cool. Okay. Let's talk vodka.
So guys, this is Koskenkorva.
Mm. Please sit down.
Now God. This comes oh, from
go ahead, go ahead. Stay there.
This comes from the village of Koskenkorva in Finland. You're gonna legit love this.
Hey,
stuff.
Big, up, right, big, up, big up Ben Alder, who I've got a collaboration coming out with next month.
Is he from Finland? Finland.
Well, he's from really? England, but he's been lived in, he lives in Finland. He's lived there for
what's
a long
his
time.
Name?
Wow.
Ben Alder.
Shout man like Ben Alder. Boom, boom, boom.
I did a remix thing with
yeah,
his
the camera. There you go.
So if you happen to watch Fred Gordon and Gino do their Finding
gold.
Santa or something,
gold.
They did. Yeah, oh, absolute TV gold.
If you're going to watch anything, Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
What's his face and the guy from...
oh, someone told me about this.
Oh, mate, yeah. Watch it. It's like, that shit TV.
Anyway, yeah, we need to talk
but it's brilliant.
TV.
But they just did a programme, I think it was like back in January, called like Finding Santa or something. And they...
It was like the labels.
They went to Finland and... I was watching it and they were making, they were like cooking reindeer or something. And he had a bottle of Koskenkorva and I was like, shut up, lads, this is brilliant.
So this is
right.
It.
So,
it's a beautiful
Koskenkorva
design.
Is made with the northernmost barley grown in the world. Okay. The company won Green Distillery of the Year in 2018 because they have like, it's 99.9% circular economy, it's they good. Call it. Yeah. So, all of the barley husks, they get made into animal feed and they go back into like fertilizer for the fields and stuff. They have just brought out a new vodka that's coming to the UK called Koskenkorva Climate Action.
Okay.
And it is a single vodka that is made with barley that it comes from regeneratively farmed fields. Now, all that means is that the fields are essentially carbon sinks rather than carbon emitters.
Rude.
So in between the barley production, they will plant other crops that will reduce any further carbon emission. It's incredible. It's
this.
The first people in the world.
I got time for
yeah, this. Yeah, it's sick.
Sustainable vodka.
This is literally the most sustainable vodka on the market.
So shut up, everyone else.
They work with... yeah, basically. They work with a company called the Baltic Sea Action Group.
Yeah,
and they do so much stuff to kind of forward sustainability in spirit production.
I like this.
So what I've got here is their blueberry juniper vodka. So
Blueberry
and juniper.
This is
too this stuff, it's like 250 times like distilled. Yeah. It's sick.
250
yeah,
times.
So it goes
right,
through the columns.
Guys, just to put things in perspective. Smirnoff brag about triple distilled, right?
Yes.
This is distilled
250 times.
250 times. So who's gassing now?
How many times?
Koskenkorva.
And Costa do what?
Koskenkorva. Koskenkorva.
Koskenkorva.
And Smirnoff do what?
Three triple distilled.
And this is 250.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's like most vodkas do like triple distilled, don't they?
Nah.
Yeah.
No, shit ones do.
Well, yeah.
Grey Goose does.
Listen,
like
I'm not here to brand bash anyone else. I'm here to tell you that our vodka's the best.
Or six?
I can't remember.
Either way, yeah. I'd want to try it now.
So they're all about foraging for amazing local ingredients. So we have the blueberry juniper. You can find blueberries and juniper
anywhere.
Locally in Finland.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this one, boys, is the lemon lime yarrow.
Come
so the
on.
Yarrow is this really cute, like, it looks like a little daisy. It's a flowering shrub. Out in Finland, and you're gonna legit love this stuff.
Nah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, so it's amazing for mixing because they've got the flavors. But nice. I haven't brought the original, but the original is just the cleanest, freshest gin vodka ever.
Yeah.
They also do one called the Sauna Barrel, and it's literally an aged vodka.
This?
Yeah, ice up. It's so nice.
Yeah, rude. I'm really excited to try this.
Good.
You've gassed it up so much. I'm really happy.
Yeah, if you don't like it, I'm
going to
be really
upset. The best vodka I think I've had is there was a... Korean Chase. No, I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, but you don't know.
Korean Chase, they made like a potato vodka, didn't they? Like how it was...
Yeah, Chase Potato, yeah.
Like Chase.
Yeah, so
Chase.
Good.
Yeah.
I love it. You can British. Taste the earth.
So Chase are amazing as well because they do... Yeah. It's all... Yes, please. Oh, no, I've got gin. Don't worry.
Do you want me to drink it for you?
No. I'm sure. Chase are great because they do the whole field to bottle movement. Yeah, so it's,
Chase,
you know,
are really good.
But it's the same with these guys. They employ the farmers... Finland's amazing as well because it's so far up in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
They get like a month and a half of sunlight every year. Yeah. So you try growing barley with no sunlight for the rest of the year. So they literally grow all of their barley in like a month and a half because it's 24-hour sunshine.
Yeah, you know that at the moment, you know that Holland have become the number one exporter of vegetables and fruit.
No way.
But they've got
it in those big towers and they're growing it on proper sustainably in these big greenhouses.
It's really cool, man. It's really cool, man. They grow upwards, isn't it?
Like, with hardly any soil and hardly any water.
Yeah.
Fuck all water.
Like
fuck
you
soil.
And the strawberries.
Yeah, like the strawberries, but
not as.
But they don't use as much water. Mine's outdoors. Like I think to do that, you need it indoors in like a mystified like sort of greenhouse.
Yeah, you do.
Where I'm just like fucking pumping my hose pipe down it every day. Fucking hell, why are they growing?
Hurry up! Can we drink it?
Yeah. So, I'm gonna... The blueberry juniper to me, it tastes like a fresh blueberry muffin.
I want to drink it straight.
It's so good. Drink it straight with a bit of ice. It's so good.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the spirit shouldn't be doing that. Guys, look, I'm literally. I've never been this sweaty in my life.
Oh my god.
I told you.
Oh my god. Sainsbury's. What are you doing?
What? I want to sniff it.
That's what she said.
God's sake.
Sorry, Bella.
You can't taste the alcohol. Well, smell the alcohol.
Because you hadn't put it in your mouth.
Tasted it.
Smell the alcohol.
This is my favourite one ever. Yeah, that smells really good.
Okay, well, drink it.
Okay.
Yeah,
where's the stuff?
You're never going to make it out. You're going to be flat on your ass in like half an hour. Yeah.
Do you think that?
100%.
Nah, it's 100% wrong.
I feel extremely pissed.
Jolly.
Wait, how many bottles are there?
Nine.
So do you have nine different drinks?
Yeah. No, they've got seven gins.
And you drank that in an hour?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll drink more.
And we were like doing like honestly,
I'm good, I have to drive at some point.
Yeah,
you've got like 21 shots a pop basically.
Alright, let's drink this straight first.
Try it neat.
Yeah.
Is that yours or mine?
Give me your opinion.
I don't know which one's mine.
It's blueberry.
I brought mine with me.
Trez blues.
And it's this is the first one.
Tastes like trash puppy.
Yeah, no. It's like just drinkable. As it is, with nothing.
Love it.
It tastes like the slush puppy without the shit part where you get to the ice and there's no flavour left.
Oh, wait.
Who was your favourite?
Wait. I didn't realise that was straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this didn't have enough lemonade. A little bit more would be nice, but...
straight, bro. That's really nice, man.
G'day.
Vodka when it's like frozen, that kind of thing.
Can we mix it with...
I would go with...
Raspberry.
Yeah, either raspberry or there's a pink rhubarb tonic on the far right.
I'm going with the raspberry, man.
I'm going pink rhubarb.
Do you want me to open them?
Wait, what?
This one's a twisty one.
Oh, is it?
Check them out.
Are they all twisties or am I?
No, check that one out. Oh,
gosh, it's just on another level.
Hang on.
Mine could just twist off.
There you go. Oh, I want to try that one.
Sorry. Okay.
Oh, look at me, I'm Costa.
So we've got the Fentimans Sparkling Raspberry.
Yeah.
So Fentimans Sparkling Raspberry and the rhubarb. Is that rhubarb tonic?
This one is.
Yeah, I think
tonic rhubarb.
Is that rhubarb?
Pink rhubarb.
Yeah. Yeah. Try
some. Oh, we've got rhubarb right there as well. Look at that.
You've been vaccinated, bro.
Is that rhubarb?
Yeah. Do you want to take some?
I'd love to take some.
Yeah. Well, the neighbours.
I nearly brought
neighbors.
You some cabbage that I've been growing.
I'd love
I've got
to
a massive
eat
cabbage.
I'd love
I
to eat
forgot.
Your cabbage. Hey.
No.
Yeah, my neighbours are students, pink? So they don't give a shit.
No,
you know,
green.
Red cabbage, you know that like I anything like red cabbage, or man. Pink or purple is like
better for you.
So much more antioxidants.
Have you ever had a rhubarb tart?
Colours are
love
great.
Like, colours, the darker the fruit or vegetable,
the better.
Wow.
And people don't realise that.
So when you compare like the greens as well, if you get like an iceberg lettuce, it's like got the fucking nutritional value of like cardboard.
Nothing. You're nothing.
You get, like, dark, leafy, like cavo.
Yeah, Cavalier Nero. Yeah, like, I love Cavalier Nero. Oh my god,
it's just like riddled with fucking iron, nutrients, and goodness.
Anyway, this is really nice. Like, disgustingly nice.
That's really nice.
I want let me tell you as well, guys. You can literally pick up a bottle of that online for like 15
I like the rhubarb.
Mm. Don't lie.
Yeah.
What's this? Rhubarb's light, isn't it?
It's really
light.
It makes it more sweet.
It's overpowered it, I think. Like, that one's perfect.
That's complemented it more, I think.
I'm done with that's better.
Nah, I think the rhubarb complements it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the rhubarb is amazing, isn't it?
The rhubarb complements it more.
Oh no, to be fair, no, that tastes like an ice bowl. And that tastes like a drink.
That tastes like a fancy drink.
The rhubarb one is the one that complements it.
Yeah, this one's mine.
Mad.
There's some more left. Like, please help yourself.
Oh, okay.
Just neck that and then get the rhubarb.
Do you want to slice some real rhubarb in that?
Yes, please.
Go on.
Go sort out.
Wait.
There's a knife here.
Do you mind getting your knife from the kitchen?
There's a knife here. Give him the hat and let him go sort
out. Isn't raw rhubarb poisonous?
You caught that in the knife?
I'll peel the skin off so it'll be just like...
Yeah, I'll do the thing.
So now your favourite is the blueberry vodka, right?
I think it's really nice.
Yeah. Okay.
But then I think all of them were really nice. Right, and I think anything I say is.
Yeah, we got water. Yeah. Look at that.
What was that? You did something. You did a weird action.
Did I? Well, yeah. I was like cleaning it.
Oh, that's what it's called, cleaning. For the Spotify listeners, Costa just pranked off.
Oh my god!
Nah, this is my favourite episode so far.
Ever.
Watch everyone go. Those I have never been. One ever.
Couldn't understand you. You're slurring your words.
Sorry, guys. No, it's been great so far. I think we've ran over.
By about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Well, that's literally it. We are. Oh my god, look at this.
Now you're a G. I rate it.
What? Are you on your phone? You're on a podcast, mate.
Yeah, I know.
How unprofessional.
You're so rude.
No,
it's very rude.
I'll do what I want.
Look at that.
Oi, is this real?
Fresh bar.
Rhubarb. Oi, put it in my drink.
That's not rhubarb.
I don't care. It looks good.
I'm going to have rhubarb in my name.
What, with nothing? Man's going to drink rhubarb and air.
Have you ever soaked rhubarb in, like, sugar overnight? And
yes, so good.
And drank rhubarb water. It's the most amazing thing.
With beetroot.
Wow. What
did I put in there before? Blueberry?
Yeah,
so we need to try the lemon lime yarrow. Yeah, that's the last one to try.
Let me get rid of this.
Crikey.
Oh, fucking hell. And a drink.
That was really nice.
Good.
But the
lemon lime yarrow is my favourite because it's like, it tastes like alcoholic Sprite.
Oh my god, stop.
What am I mixing the rhubarb with?
Oh, that's lovely.
Blueberry juniper if you want, or... No, I'm good, thank you.
Can I have some of that blueberry in it?
Yeah.
Is this the rhubarb?
Yeah.
And this has to go with the blueberry?
No, I
think it does.
Okay. Or just try the lemon yarrow first, lemon lime.
Okay.
Should we like try that on camera and then like call it?
Oh, yeah. And then after.
And then just get.
Can we do that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
thanks.
Get rigid.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I think for the listener, like even though we think it's fun, I don't think the listener or the viewer is going to.
Do you know when you're like sat in a pub and you're not drunk and everybody else is?
I hate that.
Yeah. So yeah, let's wrap it up.
Now watch
that's the last one.
Watch man talks real sensible in that now. Today is 26 degrees.
Oh yeah, you're the man who's got to do the details.
Yeah, oi, shout out Costa.
Big up Costa every time, man. Without Costa, this wouldn't be possible.
Nah, big up.
Well, it would, but it'd be me on my shit GoPro and it would be nowhere near. It wouldn't look anywhere as good as it does with Costa.
You know what's funny as well? Everyone keeps going, oh, yo, your podcast looks really good. I'm like, can you not say something
else. Like, I'm really interested in it because the look is
nothing to do with it. It's all Costa.
I'd rather you go.
The content's amazing. Oh, love what you talk about. It's like, oh no, yeah, let me. It looks really professional.
No, I'm like, yeah, thanks, mate.
I hope maybe the content, I've leveled up the content today.
No, the content was lit today.
The content is good. I mean, Brendan will let us know anyway, the one who was here before.
Yeah. Okay, good.
He doesn't like us.
He'll give us a harsh, honest opinion of how it is.
Yeah, he doesn't really
He does like us.
I'm going to share this with all my work. Yeah, I'm going to put it... I've got a few followers.
Yeah, no, of course you do. A few. I swear you've got thousands.
No, it's like... It's under 2,000. I'm
well, you need to
joking.
Up your. You need to up.
I know.
Your
I need
game.
To buy myself
a marketing game.
Yeah,
that's your job, isn't it?
That's why I said it.
Fuck you.
Anyway.
But no, it has been an absolute.
Look, oi,
fucking
can't fucking
pleasure.
Wait for that.
What?
I don't know. Should we
put it in context?
It oh, it's me, you, and Brendan.
Yeah,
can't fucking wait for
but,
that.
To put it in context, thank you, Bella.
Yeah.
For Are Wait. We doing this last one before we
yeah,
finish it?
Yeah, no,
this
no,
last
no.
One. Sorry. I'm wrapping up too early. I'm just, see me? I'm just gagging, to, I'm just gagging to get anymore. Pissed now.
Right, just right. Shut up, drink your drinks, yeah, pour your vodka. Put your rhubarb here.
Yeah. You got another glass? I just poured that. That's literally just fresh.
Yeah.
I'll drink it.
No, I want to drink last month, the blueberry one.
Oh, there you go.
Cool.
Right, so this is the lemon lime yarrow vodka from Koskenkorva in Finland. So, like I said, the yarrow flower. Is this like little? It looks like a little daisy.
No,
it's super
in, like,
cute. No,
that,
it's just a shot. Yeah,
that much?
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny?
What?
We're now in control of what's going in our drinks.
Yeah, no, it's Whereas dangerous, guys. Start, it if you're going to be, you know, big boys in the evening, got to be a big boy in the morning. Sort your life out.
Get your big boy pants on.
Yeah.
Big boy pants on.
All right. Who me?
What are we mixing this one with?
What we got left? Maybe a bit of not
what
the tropical soda.
I want
to. You can just drink. Yeah, of course. They're for you. Go with
first,
a little bit of tonic or med tonic or
med.
It's a little bit of normal.
I like the med. All right, you have that, and I'll have.
Yeah,
this.
Try a bit of each.
Get off.
Sounds very pretentious, mate.
Yeah, that's because I want to try both. Both or both?
Both.
Jesus Christ.
Pass it out. I'll have a go. Oh yeah,
it's right there.
It's really sour. Oh my god, it's banging.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh fuck, I.
It's like a sweet. Oh my god, that's amazing. That is so nice.
See that?
Oh, grow up. Grow up.
That is not okay. No, that's like.
It's very sour.
I think I prefer the blueberry one.
It tastes like a really unripe apple.
Have you tried this?
I prefer the blueberry one, I think.
Yeah.
I really like that, by the way.
Lemon lime.
No, the rhubarb, but
right.
Let's get to
focus.
This. All right, cool. It's nice,
so,
right?
Lemon, lime.
Bitter.
Yeah,
yarrow.
In a nice way.
Vodka.
All right, cool. Let me try this.
So this the reason we've kind of gone on from this as well is that blueberry juniper kind of leads on quite nicely from gin with juniper.
Mm, yeah.
But yeah, I think Koskenkorva as a brand and as a company, they're just amazing.
What's this one again?
Lemon lime yarrow.
It's really nice.
It's so good.
It's really good.
I always say to people in bars, like, you know, when like gals come up to the bar, like, oh my God, can I just get a vodka lime soda, please?
Yeah, that.
Right? You give them that and they're like, they'll be like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah.
But that is great with soda because it's got that kind of sweetness and citrusiness already. Mm. But yeah.
They're both nice. They're both fresh.
Yeah, I really like it.
But so I really liked that blueberry one.
Yeah, I did as well.
The blueberry is amazing,
this
right?
This is great. And I'm going to take a photo of it.
Yeah, the vodka with the rhubarb tonic.
Yeah, the rhubarb tonic. See, for me, the rhubarb tonic and the... what's it called? Koskenkorva.
Koskenova.
Blueberry juniper. With the rhubarb tonic water was fucking delicious.
Look at this slave owner!
Can we call you Django from now on?
Yeah. It's so peak. It's so peak from my
Don't
own.
Cancel me.
Yeah, no. The only person we're trying to cancel is who?
Yeah.
There's someone I'm trying to... Oh, no. There's a kid at work. Nah, there's a kid at work called Dylan, right? And he's a hipster. And basically, I'm trying to get him cancelled.
Right.
So I keep renaming him every time I do the artwork for a Saturday. I rename him. So his right. first name was Dillian Mechamillion. And he's a hipster with a big okay. beard and that. And his new name is Dillian Mechamillion Emperor Haile Selassie. And he wears basement. And
can
that.
You imagine working with him?
Nah, I'm a prick.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
How long did I work with you?
do you know?
Live.
Living in Bath.
No, no, wait.
We worked and lived together.
Going to Selassie.
Not like that, though.
Do you want me to go, down the road? Right, so basically, one day.
This one time.
At band camp.
My neighbour on the other side of the road comes over to me and goes,
oh my, no! No, serious. I'm serious now. Right, cool. You can't tell that story.
It didn't happen.
Tell me after.
No.
Yeah, I'll tell you after.
You've got to subscribe to know the story.
Oh, yeah.
Join my Patreon. But we'll have one.
Yeah, oi, if you...
That's a separate video.
If you donate £3...
To fix the asbestos roof.
I will tell you what Bella did. And it's funny. Oh. You'll like it.
I've got some counter stories, though. You've got to be careful what you say these days.
I don't think you do.
Oh, I do.
What, with me?
Yeah.
You've got to be careful what you say in cancel culture.
There's probably a lot more
for me. The only thing that I remember is you two gyrating half naked in my paddling pool at 3 in the morning. On a Friday. I was like, that was quite funny.
Your sister hated me.
Yeah. I think
she hates everyone.
Yeah. Shout out Leish. Big up my sister.
Hi.
Even though she don't like me.
Aww.
She used to like quiz me. I remember back in the day, like to me. She's like,
remember when we went there and drank?
She was like,
she's like,
so what? She was talking about like taking drugs. She's like, I don't get it. It's like people just do it to have a good time. It's like, no, just enhances the good time for some people. She's like, and you just like, you know, when you just like speak to someone and just kept, it was just a
oh, bless her.
A black hole.
Nah, she's cute, man.
She is.
I love her.
Oh.
I love her, but she just doesn't get life. Like, no, when I say she don't get life, she gets life, she just don't get mine.
I don't think you do, mate.
That's probably why I have kids.
On that note,
should we end
anyway,
it?
Have you had a
it.
Nice Let's, time?
Mate, that was amazing. Okay. This is probably one of my favourites.
When I text Ross this morning, I said, I'm bringing quite a lot of stuff. And he just went, sick, Bella. That's all he said, sick, yeah. Bella. I was like, right.
So yeah, Bella, amazing. From Puerto de Indias.
No, Global Brands.
Global Brands. Global's like another person.
Man, that's why I didn't introduce
you. Do you want to do the intro?
Right, yeah, my name's Bella. And I've been, you know, from Indie Brands.
Indie Brands.
Thanks for having me.
Let's look at India. So
and all of our fun. Lovely gins. Thank you.
Here they all are. On Spotify, just... Write them down as we talk through it.
Costa Corva we'll vodka.
All right, let's go through them.
Let's recap.
We got gin raw, gastronomic gin from Barcelona.
That was the fancy one from the Michelin star chef. And
looks like a valve on
the sommelier and the mixologist. Yeah, okay. And then we got Martin Miller's gin, England, Iceland, and the Martin Miller's Summerfall gin.
Boom. So for perspective, the Summerfall one was the one that we liked straight on its own, and the one the Icelandic one, which is called.
Martin Miller's was the one
that we liked with the mixer.
Yeah. I think Martin Miller's has come out on top today.
Yeah, it has.
Isn't it?
Massively.
Oi, shout out Martin. Boom.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. And then we have Apostolé's Yerba Mate gin.
Yerba Mate.
That was,
You quite liked that.
No, that was the straight one. Sorry, yeah, that was the one that we liked. And the Martin Miller's Icelandic was the mixer.
Tomato. And then we had Puerto de India strawberry and the peach gin,
which is the flagship.
They were beautiful.
It's my baby.
Yeah.
It's my love. And we're wearing Puerto de India civilian hats today.
Yeah, I love it.
Ross has got his.
I've got a fan. Man's got a fan.
He's a big fan of it.
Fandom.
I'm a massive fan of it. Look.
And then to finish up, we had Tolkien
powder.
Not Johnson's and Johnson's. We're talking Speyside London Dry Gin.
Beautiful.
And that was 45%. I meant to tell you that.
Oh.
Didn't taste it.
And then we finished on the vodka.
Oh, yeah. We actually finished on the Koskenkorva vodka. So if you're looking for sustainable drinking this year, Google Koskenkorva. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it anywhere.
Yeah.
It's bloody delicious. And it's not expensive.
Big up Koskenkorva for their sustainability.
It's really nice as well. It tastes really good.
Good.
Yeah, I love the design.
Cute bottles. The
and that's coming from a Russian
from
who is like the
barley husks
vodka,
yeah.
And he's not black. Just to let you all know.
On that bombshell.
Anyway, this has been episode 10 of the Jimson and Roscoe Show. This has been Bella from a brand.
Indie brand.
Yeah.
Indie brand.
From a brand. Big up our chest.
Yeah. Oh, fuck I. No, you got me glass
Thank
over.
You.
Loved it. That was amazing.
I've had so much fun. And you guys are like,